and Nutrition, a special program for World Food Day 1992. Freedom from hunger and malnutrition was first recognized as a basic human right with the adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948. But still, more than 500 million people are chronically undernourished, for they consume too little food to meet even minimal energy needs. World Food Day this year will have a key role to play in creating wider awareness of the problems of hunger and malnutrition by focusing the worldwide campaign on improving nutritional well-being through better food security for all populations. Food and nutrition is the theme for World Food Day 92.
This year's World Food Day will focus on trying to improve nutritional well-being of people through better food security for all. This means that the need to feed people and to enable all people to have both the physical and economic access to the basic food they need to lead active and healthy lives. We will have to encourage programs to promote home and community gardening and the raising of small animals, which can be an important part of assuring family and household food security. The need to ensure both the physical and economic access to the basic food that families need to be able to lead active and healthy lives is important.
Mr. Edgardo Valenzuela, FAO coordinator of World Food Day programs. It is generally agreed that no one factor is by itself the cause of the problems of nutrition. In addition to physical factors like severe deficiencies of energy and protein in the diet, many social and economic development problems continue to hamper the improvement of the nutritional well-being of the poorest in many developing countries. Mr. John Lupien, director of FAO Food Policy and Nutrition Division, explains.
From the FAO point of view, all individuals need to have access throughout the year to adequate amounts of good quality and safe foods, which are available at affordable prices. Special groups, for example, infants, children, pregnant or nursing mothers, and the elderly also have special needs with regard to foods. We feel from FAO that with regard to improved food supplies, that development of the agricultural resources and the people themselves are needed to improve the overall food situation. This can create employment and better income, and improve access to food for all. Through better development of agriculture, of course, you create a sustainable situation which prevents many of the current programs of emergency food supplies, which only really should come into the picture when emergencies are needed, and that this overall development will also create more income, will enable countries to have better health care and improve education for the general population as well.
The alleviation, if not the solution of malnutrition, requires coordination of efforts in many disciplines. For instance, World Food Day 92 will emphasize the agricultural sector as the main source of income and employment for many of the world's poor. The Caribbean countries are similar in many ways. Generally speaking, they have changed from the primarily plantation economies of the past to heavy dependence on merchandise trade and export of services of diverse types. And this, in a way, has changed the diet of most Caribbean people. Mr. Bill Clay, a senior nutrition officer in FAO, here elaborates.
The level of food availability has been quite good in the Caribbean for a number of years. The problem with that has been, though, that there's been a tremendous dependence upon imports. Actual agricultural production in many of the countries has fallen considerably over the past several years. This increased reliance on imports, though, is something that is causing some severe economic imbalances, and those are going to need to be redressed in future. They just can't continue. The changing in lifestyles as people become more and more urbanized, less hard work in the rural areas. The greater availability of some relatively low cost, high calorie foods can be a problem. The overall need is really for improved levels of income to reduce some of the problems, to continue to reduce the problems of poverty that still exists, many pockets of poverty, and to increase the overall availability of healthy, nutritious variety of foods, and give people the education and the opportunity, the incomes, to be able to purchase adequate and balanced and healthy diets.
Therefore, strategies should aim at improving knowledge, presenting alternative lifestyles, and strengthening the individual's capacity to make proper choices, adds Mr. Clay.
There's a need for continued and often very specific nutrition interventions. While the level of severe protein energy malnutrition has fallen, it still exists. It still affects a significant proportion of the population. Micronutrient deficiencies, particularly iron deficiency anemia, is a serious problem. And specific programs to address these, programs to continue to improve child feeding practices, to improve access to health and utilization of health services. The approach to nutrition education, while incomes do rise and we do have better access to food supplies and such, people need to be aware of the nutritional and health consequences of improper diets and unhealthy lifestyles.
Nutrition problems will be high on the agenda of an unprecedented international conference on nutrition due to take place in Rome from the 5th to the 11th of December 1992. According to Mr. John Lupien, director of the FAO Food Policy and Nutrition Division, the conference, jointly sponsored by the Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Health Organization, is expected to reach the following objectives.
The conference itself has as its objectives the need to better identify the problems of malnutrition and related disease factors throughout the world. Where do they really occur? What are their geographical distribution? What are their major causes and the impact on the populations, and what measures are needed to overcome these problems at the world, regional, and national levels? The conference wants to develop and adopt a strategy and proposals for action to reach agreed nutrition and dietary goals, and also it is intended to enable international organizations and countries to mobilize additional financial resources for concentrated efforts by governments, non-governmental organizations, and international organizations to implement strategies to improve nutritional problems, or to actually eliminate nutritional problems in all parts of the world. We think there's a need to increase awareness of the magnitude and causes of the problems, particularly at higher political levels in many countries, and to have a greater awareness of what can be done to solve these problems, and this is also an objective of the conference. Finally, we hope through the conference to be able to establish a global system of collecting and disseminating information on changes in nutritional status of the populations, with a special emphasis on the vulnerable groups.
World Food Day activities will encourage governments, organizations, and individuals to increase their commitment to the goal of ensuring access by all to adequate supplies of safe and good quality food. ¶¶